Thank you very much. This is a great prayer. Now, could I ask who chose to sing this song this morning? Is that person here? Anne did. She doesn't want to tell us herself. So now we're gonna get her and ask her, what about this song prompted you to choose this? You like it. Thank you. Our theme, that's our staff theme. We've had our devotions connected with this theme all summer long, is serving the Lord. Our text is from Romans 12. Do not be slothful in zeal. Be fervent in spirit. Serve the Lord. And we've been talking about serving the Lord, serving Him with all our hearts, giving everything that we have to Him, serving Him cheerfully and selflessly. And these things are certainly in this song. This is a great prayer. Thank you. So you can take number 73 with you and pray this in connection with our theme. I didn't know that Anne was going to say that, but that's better than what I thought you might say. Very nice. Thank you. Very good. Praise the Lord. May the mind of Christ, my Savior. What does that mean anyway? What mind was in Christ? Where do we read that? We read that in Philippians, right? Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And then what does it talk about? Just the theme. Don't go into a long explanation. Just the theme of that particular passage. Let this mind be in you. What mind? What attitude?
Humbleness.
Humbleness of mind. Thank you. Thank you. We serve the Lord and we bow before Him. We want to do His will. We want to be used by Him. Praise the Lord. And that's all part of worship. Worshiping Him. The highest form of service is worship. Worship is giving Him the honor, the glory that is His due. He is worthy. And what do we do when we come to the Lord to worship Him? If we want to worship Him or serve Him acceptably, offer acceptable worship, well, one part of it is we pour out everything before Him, right? We just pour out our lives. We give Him everything. We present ourselves to Him. And so it's a great theme. Thank you. And that, of course, is not just humbling ourselves before God, but before others. And that's all part of it. We love the Lord, and because we do, we love others as well with the love of Christ. Praise God. Let's sing another worship song in the hymn book, number 1. Oh, worship the King. And again, those who'd like to stand with me, feel free. Go ahead.
Tell of Him. mercies, how tender, how firm to the end. Our Maker, Defender, Redeemer, Friend.
Amen. Let us be seated.